summer dish from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. On Fridays, grab a half gallon of ice cream from Quick Trip. And on Tuesdays, don't miss the ice cream giveaway from ET Foods. When you hear this,
ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
When you hear that during July, be the fifth caller and enjoy your ice cream from WRCO.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A mass shooting in Nebraska, southwest of Lincoln Friday. 7 people, including 3 children, with bullet wounds. The suspect apparently firing from a house across the street. Colonel John Bill Duck.
We don't believe there was any verbal contact between the suspect and any of the victims in the moments that led up to the shooting.
The suspect found dead after the shooting himself. There was a report in May where the victims say the suspect, 74-year-old Billy Booth, flipped them off, told them to go back to where they came from, and told them to speak English. The Biden campaign today announcing that it raised $27 million since Thursday's debate, and he's continuing his fundraising today in New York's Hamptons, where he spoke about Thursday's debate and acknowledged he didn't have a great night, but added neither did Trump. There have been calls for Mr. Biden to take his name off of consideration for the Democratic nomination following his disappointing performance. This is ABC News. And elsewhere, looking at those numbers, spokeswoman Ayexa Diaz saying that travel demand keeps going up and up and up.
Cepeda spent his nine...
Maybe it was a psychological shift during the pandemic, but a lot more people are valuing travel and experiences and prioritizing that, maybe cutting back in other areas of their life to make it happen.
The previous two record-breaking July 4th weekends were 2023 and 2019. AAA predicting this July 4th will beat them. Okay, a new hit coming from a hitter on the diamond. We have more on that from ABC's Joey Waller.
iTunes' number one Latin song is OMG from Candelita, a.k.a. New York Mets veteran infielder Jose Iglesias.
Dave Packer.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. News from WRCO is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for tonight calls for a cool low of 49, mostly clear overnight, though comfortable, and west to northwest winds at 5 to 15. Sunday, a few clouds, cooler and pleasant, a high of 74. And Monday, 75 with increasing clouds and passing showers possible. Today, we have had a very nice, pleasant afternoon. Southwest winds at 10 miles per hour currently. After a high of 83, it is 79 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Autoworks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Autoworks, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
For WRCO News, I'm Phil Nee. Governor Tony Evers on Friday signed Executive Order 232, declaring a state of emergency throughout the state of Wisconsin following strong storms that produced damaging tornadoes, high winds, and flooding across the state. Communities across our state have been affected by the impacts of severe weather in recent days, including storms and flooding that have endangered the lives and livelihoods of Wisconsinites across the state, said Governor Evers. We want to make sure folks and communities are safe, healthy, and have the support they need to recover quickly and then get that relief to those impacted. The governor's declaration comes after several rounds of storms that swept through the state from June 21st to June 25th that caused widespread tree and structural damage, road washouts, power outages, and flooding. The National Weather Service confirmed 10 tornadoes that occurred in 9 counties. Some areas saw roughly 5 to 6 inches of rain which led to flooding that is still ongoing in some counties. Wisconsin Emergency Management, a division of the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs, has been working with counties to assess damage and determine resources needed to speed recovery efforts. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is assessing damage to state park properties. A bicyclist died after collapsing Thursday morning at 8:15. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified about a bicyclist who collapsed near the intersection of County Highway P and Dell Road in the town of Clinton. The caller told the dispatcher that CPR was in progress. Deputies arrived on scene and learned that Henry J. Monroe, 80, of rural Lafarge, was the bicyclist. According to witnesses at the scene who spoke to Monroe shortly before he collapsed, Harry Monroe was stopped along the road and believed he was having cramps. The witnesses reported after the short conversation, he got back on his bike and rode a short distance before he collapsed on the road. Lafarge EMS and Tri-State Ambulance arrived on scene and continued with life-saving efforts. Gunderson Air was also sent to the scene, but did not land. Harry J. Monroe was later pronounced dead by the Vernon County Coroner's Office. People are traveling again this summer, but a summer vacation doesn't have to be expensive. Elsie Rochlein is the travel agent in New Richmond. She recommends hotels that serve free breakfast.
So you might spend a couple dollars more in the hotel, but you're saving that money, especially if you've got kids. Like, they always want to eat breakfast.
Packing your own food will also save you money. Traveling with another family and splitting costs is another idea. If you're flying, consider booking early.
I would say book ahead if you can, because when you're doing last-minute travel, it tends to be a little bit more expensive.
Analysts say car rental prices have come down a bit since their post-pandemic spike in 2021. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for the 2024 Learn to Hunt Deer program at Sand Hill Wildlife Area. Applications will be accepted through July 1st. Sand Hill's Learn to Hunt workshops combine classroom instruction and hands-on field experience with a mentored hunt on thousands of acres of managed wildlife habitat. This opportunity will provide participants with an exciting educational experience while helping the DNR reach deer management objectives associated with an ongoing study within the 9,150-acre property. The program is open to young hunters aged 12 to 15. Those 16 and older without previous experience hunting deer with a firearm may also apply. A chaperone must accompany all hunters. Registration for the program is $40. In-person workshop dates for this year are August 21st, 23rd, and 24th. Each of these three workshops will cover the same material, including deer biology and management, hunting rules and regulations, ethical hunter behavior, basic firearm safety, and practice sighting and firing a hunting rifle. All participants and accompanying mentors must attend one of the workshops. The program will culminate with a two-day hunt on November 2nd and 3rd at Sand Hill Wildlife Area in Wood County. All participants must complete a hunter education course before the hunt. Apply for the 2024 Sand Hill Learn to Hunt on the application webpage by July 1st. RC Thunderfest 2024 continues this evening at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. Thunderfest offers a variety of musical genres. Mick Cosgrove of Richland Rejuvenates invites you to relax with this evening's lineup.
We have Stone Cold Country Band from Madison, a four-piece group with 90s country is kind of their forte, and so they'll be doing things like Fishing in the Dark, that kind of era and that style of music. They do a lot of Sawyer Brown, Alan Jackson, Brooks and Dunn, Dwight Yoakam, Brad Paisley, Keith Urban, and so on. So if your country is what you like, those are the country kind of flavor that we'll have, so that we can have something for everybody, as well as then our closer. Headliner group was The Tradesmen, and this group is becoming one of Southwest's most popular groups. Just these guys work hard in the actual trades by day, rightly named, but when they take the stage, they know how to make the classic rock come alive, and so you don't want to miss that group as well. And that Mark Miller is part of that group, the local electrician, and so come on out and hear The Tradesmen.
Stone Cold Country Band will take the stage at 6:20, followed by The Tradesmen at 8:10. Fireworks will be held at dark. Music will resume after the fireworks at 10:40 with a DJ in the beverage tent. Food and refreshments are available at RC Thunderfest 2024. Admission to the grounds at Kroska Park is free. The 2024 Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair will conclude tomorrow on Jefferson Street in downtown Spring Green. The juried fair draws thousands of art lovers and buyers each year. All artists are exhibiting works of original concept, design, and execution in a variety of categories. Food and refreshments will also be available for purchase from local clubs and organizations. Music entertainment on Sunday will be provided by Jana K. Johnson from 10 until noon and by Jambidextra from 12:30 until 3:30. All performances will take place in the Post House Garden, located next to the Guard Theater on Jefferson Street. The 2024 Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair will run from 9 until 4 tomorrow. The 24th annual Cazenovia Area Dairy Breakfast will be served Sunday from 7 until noon at St. Anthony School. The menu includes pancakes, real maple syrup, eggs, sausage, and plenty of dairy products. The cost is $9 for adults, $4.50 for children 6 to 12, and free for children under 6. Rehearsals for the Community Players' upcoming production of The Music Man are in full swing. People of all ages and walks of life are working hard, either on the stage or behind the scenes. The Music Man is a classic piece of musical theater and Americana. After being challenged to try his luck with the stiff-necked people of Iowa, Professor Harold Hill comes to River City and bewitches the whole town with his promise of a boys' band. He turns the school board into a barbershop quartet and sets the pick-a-little ladies to dancing. The lone holdouts are Mayor Shin and Marion, the town librarian. Songs from the show include 76 Trombones, The Wells Fargo Wagon, and Till There Was You. Shows will be Friday and Saturday, July 26th and 27th, and August 2nd and 3rd at 7, Sunday afternoon, July 28th, and August 4th at 2 o'clock. Tickets priced at $20 for adults, $15 for under 18, and $60 for two adults and any number of children can be purchased at the door. Anyone with questions or who wants to help out backstage can contact the Community Players at communityplayerssww@gmail.com.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Here are today's vital statistics. John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain, died June 3rd after battling heart disease and gallbladder issues. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 1 at the Arena VFW. Friends may call at the Arena VFW Sunday from 11 until 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. For John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain. Dennis R. Dvorak, 75, of Richland Center, died Thursday at his home. No formal services will be held. A private family burial will be held in the St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Dennis R. Dvorak, 75, of Richland Center. And Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center, died June 20th at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to be held in the St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 3:45. Friends may also call at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church on Tuesday from 10 until the time of the Mass at 11. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRTO. Getting into tonight, we are going to have the clouds clearing out a little bit. It's a low pressure system that's been giving all this rain from previous this week here. That's going to be moving out. We got a cold front that's going to push through, but we're not expecting a lot of activity. Maybe a few isolated showers, but we're not expecting other than just a little bit of the ground getting wet. Now, high pressure system coming in this weekend will give us sunshine and more dry air, but then we have more moisture coming in from the south as we get into next week. We also have another low pressure system from the west coming through. This is going to have more showers and thunderstorms coming in late Monday into late Tuesday of next week. And tonight we're going to have clearing skies, lows dropping mid to upper 40s, winds coming from the northwest 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusts up to 25. As we get into our Sunday, we are looking at plenty of sunshine. We're looking at highs in the low 70s, winds on the light side coming from the north up to 5 miles an hour. Sunday evening, we are going to have clear skies, lows in the upper 40s to low 50s, and we're expecting calm winds, so we could have some patchy fog developing after midnight. And then heading into Monday, mostly sunny skies to start off the day, but then we're going to increase that cloud cover later Monday, and then we are going to have those showers coming in late overnight into Tuesday. High of 75 degrees on Monday, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, showers and storms expected throughout the day. We're looking at a high of 80 degrees and winds coming from the south, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. 90% chance of precipitation. We're looking anywhere from a quarter to half an inch on Tuesday. Wednesday, partly sunny skies, high of 84. And Thursday, we're looking at partly sunny skies as well with a high of 83 and some isolated showers as well. Have a great evening. For WRTO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, it is 79 degrees and our skies have turned a bit cloudy. Yesterday's high was 72. We received 1 inch and 6/100ths of an inch of rain yesterday. Also yesterday, the morning low was 68 today. The record high for June 29th was in 1931. It was 98. Record low 45 was established in 1943. Last year's high was 90 and the low 62. Sunset will happen at 8:46 this evening. Sunrise time 5:24 tomorrow morning. So right now we look at some stats. 79 has been the temperature for some time. We were at 83 for a daytime high. Barometer at 29.94 is up slightly. No precipitation today. And again with some clouds, it is 79 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Sports Time is up next, sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Kleppe Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
There's more hometown and baseball action going on today and tomorrow. In fact, right now, Middleton is playing at Cazenovia in hometown action. Coming up on Sunday, Wisconsin Dells will be at Sauk Prairie for a doubleheader, Ashton at Cross Plains, Mazamani at Middleton, and Reedsburg at Wanakee. Also in the western section, Dodgeville is playing at Blanchardville today. Tomorrow, Belleville is at Schulzburg-Benton. Muscadet is at Hollandale for a doubleheader. That game originally slated for Muscadet has been moved, and they'll play 2 7-inning games tomorrow. Wyota plays at Verona, Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb at Argyle, and Arena at Ridgeway. Elsewhere, the Brewers are currently trailing the Cubs in the 8th inning with one away. The Cubs are up 5-3. The Cubs got off to a quick 2-0 lead on two pitches. They had a 2-0 lead right away. The Brewers have battled back at times, but Chicago has maintained a lead, currently up in that ballgame again, 5-3. The Reds defeated the Cardinals 9-4 today in baseball, and the White Sox 11-3 over the Rockies. LeBron James is not opting into what would have been a $51.4 million deal over the coming season. The person spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of remaining anonymous today because neither James nor the Lakers revealed the decision publicly. The move is among those coming just ahead of the NBA's free agency period, which formally opens at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, though at least $1.2 billion in contracts have already been agreed upon because of new rules that allowed teams to speak with their own players earlier than usual. It is appearing that LeBron James will opt out of the deal to sign another contract with the Lakers. Bubba Wallace refused to discuss the details of the physical altercation in late May that led to the suspension of Eric Almirola of the Joe Gibbs Racing Team. Wallace spoke today after qualifying for Sunday's Cup Series race at the Nashville Super Speedway. He briefly addressed the altercation that was first reported by The Athletic on Thursday. India pulled off a sensational 7-run win against South Africa in a gripping final of the 2020 World Cup. On Saturday, South Africa, playing its first ever ICC tournament, needed a run of ball 30 to win to the contest. Defending champion Italy has crashed out of the European Championship with a 2-0 defeat to Switzerland in Berlin. It was a small Texas university going to court to object to the $2.77 billion settlement proposal that would erase a set of antitrust claims against the NCAA and the nation's largest conferences and clear the way for schools to begin steering millions of dollars directly to athletes as soon as the fall of 2025. Houston Christian filed its motion in federal court in California, arguing the settlement would divert funds from academics and marginalized and underserved populations, as well as putting big money college sports over the needs of non-athlete students. Also, longtime ESPN college basketball analyst Dick Vitale said on social media he has been diagnosed with cancer for a fourth time. Vitale announced today that a biopsy of a lymph node in his neck showed cancer. He is scheduled to have surgery on Tuesday. Orlando Cepeda, the slugging first baseman nicknamed Baby Bull, who became a Hall of Famer along the way, among the early Puerto Ricans to star in the major leagues, has died. He was 86. The Giants and his family announced his death Friday night, and a moment of silence was held on the scoreboard at Oracle Park midway through a game against the Los Angeles Dodgers. With a look at WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. and the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Today's Retro Saturday continues on WRCO Radio, and coming up, the Backtrack and Show, a look at headlines from the 70s and 80s, this date and this weekend, and it is up next, courtesy of Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
Jay's Power Center's mission is to provide the best buying experience for its customers. With a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes, you'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
Hello again, everyone. It's time for the Backtracking Show on WRCO. We hope you're having a great weekend in Southwest Wisconsin. And thanks for listening to the radio. Our Retro Saturday continues here on WRCO with a look back at some chart history and some stories that were making news as we get into the deep part of the summer in the 70s and 80s. Let's go back to June 30th of 1973. George Harrison's Give Me Love knocked Paul McCartney's My Love out of the number one spot on both the Billboard Pop Chart and the Cashbox Bestsellers list.
Take home.
one of his best. He had a lot of good solo stuff. George Harrison on the Backtracking Show. 1975, making news, the Jackson 5 announced that they would be leaving Motown Records for Epic Records. They were forced to change their name to the Jacksons since Motown still owned their name. Your day with Motown Records, Jackson 5, and Mama's Pearl on the Backtracking Show in the heart of summertime. This was a summertime record during 1985 for the German group Katrina and the Waves.
I'm
sweet memories on the Backtracking Show of Summertime. June 30th of 1989, 26-year-old Paula Abdul was the featured performer of the Club MTV live show in Miami. Her debut album, Forever Your Girl, was also climbing toward the top of the Billboard charts. Flashback to 1989 with Paula Abdul on the Backtracking Show here from WRCO.
I'm Pastor Tim and this is Life Tracks. On July 4th every year, we celebrate Independence Day in these United States of America. The Declaration of Independence was written as just that. It was a declaration of our independence from the tyrannical government of Great Britain and her king. Our forefathers fought the British armies and shed their blood to secure our freedom as people separated from the oppression of the British government. As followers of Jesus Christ, we also can look to a declaration of independence from the tyrannical power of Satan and sin. That declaration was inked in the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on a Roman cross of execution. That declaration sets us free from the oppression of sin. Romans 8, verses 1 and 2 says this, Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit gives life and has set you free from the law of sin and death. John chapter 8, verse 36 says, "For if the Son has set you free, you are free indeed." 1 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that person is a new creation. The old ways are gone and the new way has begun." So this 4th of July, let's celebrate the freedom that our country's heroes fought for and bought with their blood. But I trust that you'll also call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness so that you can receive the greatest freedom possible, the freedom from the tyrannical oppression of Satan's powers and sin that God gave us through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
We hope you're having a great day in southwest Wisconsin. The evening low will be down to 49. So if you're headed out to Thunderfest for the music later on and the fireworks, you might want to throw in a jacket. Music continues today. The Three Souls Band playing on the stage at Kroska Park. And then at 6:20 this evening, Stone Cold Country Band, The Tradesman at 8:10. And the fireworks tonight at dark, music following that as well. But yeah, down to 49 this evening, so it will get a little on the cool side in the overnight hours. 77 degrees right now as we retro Saturday for you. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rahoo dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center, get on out there.
Backtracking show on a Saturday, June 29th. Going back, oh my goodness, 40 years? And Born in the USA album was a brand new album for Bruce Springsteen, and he would embark on the two-year Born in the USA tour. As we approached the 4th of July, everybody was clamoring to get that new album.
Thank you.
It's time for a power play. Now, this one's not going to win you a lot of awards for muscle or, you know, when you're hanging out with your fellow friends, they're not going to say, man, that knee, he's a tough guy, man. He likes the Partridge Family. But anyway, Partridge Family are in the news. 1973, as we flash back, their last album to chart, Crossword Puzzle, was released on Bell Records. David Cassidy and Shirley Jones took part in the recording, as always, during the Partridge Family years. They were a part of it. And they put out a lot of good records on Bell Records, produced by Wes Farrell and Company.
It's one of those nights when you turn out the lights and you sit in the dark and say to yourself, I miss her. It's one of those moods when your body broods and you conjure up her picture and you kiss her. It's one of those things for the pain it brings. You say to yourself, hey, couldn't I live without it? Well, I think so. On the other hand, I doubt it.
Phil Nee with you on our Retro Saturday as we head toward the 6 o'clock hour and a full night of requests with Those Were the Days. Another iconic 70s moment, we go back to June 30th of 1977. Marvel Comics issued the first of two comic books based on the costume characters of the group Kiss. The popular rumor of the day was that red ink was mixed with small amounts of blood from each group member. This, however, turned out to be a hoax. But they were the hottest band in the land. Let's go back to the summertime of 1976 and one they were singing a lot in concert. Peter Criss and Kiss. That was a great moment in the concert where they would slow things down normally for the encore. And out of the darkness, Peter Criss would walk down from the drum kit, just sit all alone on the stage with a stool and pick up a rose, I believe, and hold that and sing the song, Beth. And all the girls screamed. You betcha. Iconic moment of 1984. Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. On June 30th.
Kiss the wine, it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders.